We're joined now by one of those named to the President's Commission on Intelligence. Richard Levin is the president of Yale University, an economist by training. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
I was just briefly looking through your bio on the Yale website, and it mentions that you're on a presidential advisory committee reviewing the U.S. Postal Service. You were on a blue ribbon panel on the economics of baseball, and now you'll be looking into intelligence and the possible failures of that. What were you told about why the White House wanted you to serve on this commission?
They wanted a few people on the commission who weren't experts in the field, but who could bring fresh eyes to the issues.
An open mind.
That's right.
And were you asked to assure them that that's what you had to offer?
Actually, I asked them whether they were truly seeking independent advice on this, and whether the commission's work would be truly independent, and did they have a preconceived agenda about what results they wanted, and I got very satisfactory answers.
What did they tell you?
That they very much wanted an independent inquiry, and they wanted the best possible advice about how our intelligence functions work and whether they could be made to work better and to better protect the security of all Americans.
That has been one of the criticisms that's been raised, is that because this panel is being appointed by the White House, that it couldn't be impartial or independent. And it sounds like you shared some of those concerns going in.
Well, I wanted to be sure that there was no prior agenda. I really was quite convinced that they're not looking for a specific result. They really are, want us to inquire in what ways might intelligence in the United States be broken, and if it's broken in certain areas, how could that be remedied?
The president said today that your commission would be looking not just at Iraq, but also intelligence on North Korea, on Iran, and Libya, all in the course of about a year and a month. Do you get the sense that that'll be enough time to do what you need to do?
You know, one of the beauties of the independent commission framework is once we're set up, we can pretty much determine what we think the right structure is for our inquiry, and we'll do our best to report back on the things that the president's required. If it's going to take more time, I'm sure the commission would decide to ask for more time.
David Kaye, the former chief weapons inspector in Iraq, has said that one important question that your commission should look into is whether the data on the intelligence were manipulated by the government in justifying the war in Iraq. Are you convinced that that is part of your mandate here?
I couldn't really speak on that subject because I think that's a question the commission will have to decide for itself.
Is it something that you think should be asked?
I must say I go into this thinking the most important questions that we should consider are there systemic failures in the way U.S. intelligence is gathered? Are there ways in which the intelligence agencies could do a better job in the interest of America and in the interest of global security?
You're talking about systemic failures, I suppose, as opposed to the application in this case, then.
Well, the way the intelligence is gathered and the way it's used are both parts of the system.
Have you been given assurances that you'll have access to whatever documentation, classified information you may need to do your job?
I believe that will be the case. I mean, I'm sure the commission as a whole, when we meet, will sit down and work through what it is we think we need and deal with it at that point.
Given the concern going in that this panel may not be impartial or independent, how do you convince the public who will be reading your report in the end that your work, in fact, is independent, is impartial?
Well, look at the composition of the committee. It's a clearly bipartisan. It has people with impeccable reputations in their professions. I'm certainly going into this without any preconceptions. I think that the work will have to speak for itself.
Richard Levin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Richard Levin is president of Yale University and one of the seven people named by President Bush today to serve on the President's Commission on Intelligence.